Miriam, so I'll be talking to Sunny in the same time in this video. So that's the interpreter in your show. I could tell he's not a professional interpreter. I think he designed the whole sentence just one that, you know. And I'm a teacher for interpreting students who wants to become an interpreter. And I'm deaf myself. I was born deaf, so. And you know, the right sign and the wrong sign is better. So the right sign is for back and it's this. Or this. But it's kind of like an insult, just a little bit. But the right sign is for this. It's back and. So if you need referral for a topper for your show, let me know and I'll send you referrals. You have a great week. You have a great day. I'll see you later.
Welcome back to the best show in the entire universe. Thank you for watching. Today we have a lot of people, so we're going to go through and introduce every single one of them. Caleb,
what's good, man?
Community out of Nebraska.
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
So, man, I probably should have brought the coast.
What's up?
Good, man.
How you doing?
I should have done that first because you're co-hosting. I should have done that.
Man, there's a big fuck up.
Brother. That's a big deal. That definitely was.
What's up, everybody?
Definitely was. Well, let me do this for comments. So, how's everybody doing tonight?
Exhausted, man. I'm on like a 3-day hangover.
Total. That gets you up a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
That is for sure.
I'm just watching the news today. I'm wondering, wow, what's going on?
What's going on is right, dude. I would say buy some physical silver and gold and some more ammo.
Promise. Oh, completely.
Like right now.
Collapsing. Banks are collapsing. Get the banks. If you have money in the banks, take it out. There's no question.
Yeah.
Literally 100% well, banks are going to collapse. If you've got money in the accounts, take it the fuck out.
Yeah, well.
Who has money in the accounts in 2023, though? Come on.
Yeah, that's what they make cash for.
Fucking orange juice is $19. No one has money anymore. You get that shit and it's gone. Like, that's...
A fucking men. That's it's,
well,
it's,
like the gentleman was saying, the precious metals, you know, gold, silver, and ammo.
Yeah.
Those are the
that's
precious
right.
metals.
Lead. Yeah.
That's an actual category. It's an asset allocation model.
Shit that will hold its value through inflation and through any of this bullshit.
Exactly.
That way.
Take
and a good whore.
I'm just trying to stack this. Usually won't do it. If I have a guy doing this, give it it's easier to fucking,
Supposedly, the media wants us to believe that a Russian jet fighter ran into one of our drones after pissing on it with its fuel.
Yeah, sure. That's what kind of.
I wonder if they want World War III.
That sells. They don't have Trump to talk about anymore. World War III sells.
Well,
It's a great way to start the show, the greatest show on earth, with basically right. death and destruction.
Doomsday, yeah.
Armageddon.
Hey, you know, the best part is we all believe in it, so what does it matter? We're here to talk about it, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's funny how it coincides as well.
So did the world end again?
Yeah.
There's no aliens this time.
In the world of financial planning, they say you can always plan for doomsday, but it only happens once.
It's true.
It's a good thing.
I mean, technically, financial doomsday can happen a lot, depending on how bad you are with your money.
Or how there's certain levels of money. Like, there's people that have none, so the market doesn't make a difference. You know, like, what? Stock market? Shit. You know, I think I got public stock from my nephew who worked there as a bag boy.
Right.
You know, there's some people have stock like that, and there's others that just don't have any stock. They, you know, paycheck to paycheck. So none of that makes a damn of a difference.
No, there's exactly. There, literally, if money is in the bank account, it's going to be null and void in the next 1 to 3 years.
Well, as a member of the, as a, who's a licensed fiduciary, I have to say that don't create panic. That's not in the cards. Just don't want to worry anybody. I'll, this, if this, at least, you know, at least there's a counterpoint point on the show. You like, you know, there's a little bit of, you know, now we're all sitting here in a circle jerk. Yeah, like, oh, fucking, you know. Anyway, perhaps I've gotten off topic.
No, I don't think, the whole situation would have been as bad had they come out and like actually explained what was going on. Like a lot of those banks were invested in some shady shit. And if they just would have come out and said that and said, hey, they gutted their whole risk management department, people wouldn't have freaked out, but they didn't. So now you're, I mean, whatever happens, happens now. There might be a run. There might not be.
Well, there's a run on those banks, the companies that wanted to pull their money. But again, as somebody, what I'd say is this, the levels of risky assets we're discussing weren't pork futures. They were actually long-term U.S. government bonds, which on a normal day would be considered cash. Mm-hmm. Especially when you've been in 2 decades of flat 0% interest rates. Mm-hmm. So the problem is when banks buy billions of dollars in those and have that to back it up, the companies that also fell were insurance companies, but they're masters of buying bonds. They've been buying them for 200 years. So they got much better actuarials than some bank in Silicon Valley. There was actually a newscaster that kept calling it Silicon, I don't know. I felt like I was talking about fake titties.
Silicon.
Thank you. Silicon Valley. Thank you. Yeah, somebody was calling it Silicon Valley, and I'm like, is somebody getting new titties? You know, why are we talking about silicon? So, yeah, silicon. Yeah, so crazy shit.
I definitely, in the next 1 to 3 years, our banking system is going to completely collapse.
Dude, I've been putting all of my extra money in gold, silver, and ammo for years, and long-term food storage, you know? And I mean, you know, banking collapse or not, our dollar is tanking. Our dollar is just worth less and less every day. We're just being marched down the slow road to destruction in every way, shape, and form. So I'm just preparing, and I've been preparing, you know?
Dude, that's, you know, that's the... That's, I've got properties, and you know, that's, I came from the Virgin Islands. So, you know, 100%, I will go right back, because the only thing we produce is concrete, me boy. Oh, we make concrete, me boy. Nobody's going to take a 13-mile iron wide. Nobody's going to touch it.
Can you get there with guns and ammo?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. By boat or something?
Business owner. Yeah. I'm looking at the, one of the yachts we're going to look to purchase, but yeah, you can get there completely on boat and you can take all of your ammo there.
Beautiful.
I think my best opinion is literally to disappear to an island that is still U.S. sovereign, in my opinion,
yeah.
Still taken care of by the U.S., but we, nobody voted and nobody votes down there. So you literally, if you're a business owner, you can bring all your guns, everything you want to, and you're completely controlled and taken care of by the U.S.
You don't have to pay taxes down there either, do you?
I went from 43% state tax here to 2.7.
Fuck.
I was paying 43% tax with my power washing company. I had 36 employees and 43%. I moved down there with 11 employees and I pay 2.7%.
Damn.
That's better.
You're like a U.S. corporation.
You pay nothing. And why do you think Jeff Bezos and Harpo, a.k.a. Oprah, and everybody runs their shit out of the Caribbean? How do billionaires stay billionaires? The highest tax rate for a billionaire in the Caribbean is 4.2%. The highest tax rate anywhere is 4.2% in the Caribbean. Billionaires stay billionaires for a reason.
Plus, they're making all that side money trafficking kids down there, too, right?
The worst part and the craziest part is sickening, but literally going, because I lived on St. Thomas, and go to St. John, where my other business was at, and taking my boat over there, I would literally completely pass St. John's and Little St. John's, which is Epstein Island, every freaking day.
What about Biden's Island? Biden's got an island right next to that, right?
he's on St. Croix.
There you go.
So Biden's on St. Croix. He's about a 30-minute trip out on the Podunk plane, but he's about a 30-minute trip out. But yeah, they was all complete ring.
Man, no. Speaking of Biden, did you guys see him on the news talking about this banking thing? His skin is now as white as his hair.
Oh, he looks horrible.
He looks like a fucking corpse, dude. He looks dead.
It's almost like giving a dementia patient the most stressful job in the world isn't a good idea.
almost, right?
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Yeah,
well, the way that a woman president is going to happen is that they elect a male that is going to fall and die. That's been in The Simpsons and everything. That's going to completely fall and die, and then that's how the woman president is going to be elected.
They could have chose better on that category as well.
He's resembling the old man from that old movie Phantasm, with a flying ball that fucking spiked people in the head. Was that?
Is fucking shaking.
Creepy.
Fuck. Did you notice he was like slurring his speech too? Like bad.
Completely.
No.
I'm just stuttering.
Yeah.
He's on a bicycle, bro.
How many times if you listen to an interview recently, he's gone like this, basically just went,
Yeah.
He just sputters out.
You know what I mean? He did the Biden way of just basically like, fuck it.
Yeah, he does everything but say fuck it. And then he just goes on to something else.
I don't know what you guys hear, but every time I see him do that, I hear him saying, fuck it.
Fuck it. It's true.
I swear they're purposely like dubbing his voice and somehow doing it through that.
I hear a stupid Clinton is what I hear.
Did we see the video of him tripping up the steps on Air Force One?
Falling straight on.
He's done that twice now.
There's an over-under. There's an over-under, by the way, running all summer and through the summer. The over-under of him tripping on steps. It doesn't matter. There's a division which is upstairs or downstairs or just open. Like, either way, just the steps.
See, I feel like downstairs would be more catastrophic, but also more funny. So
yeah. Well, in all fairness, my fat ass may stumble a bit walking downstairs, so I wouldn't be so crucial upon Father Time there.
Grandpa Death, man.
Jesus, man, it's so fucking scary to watch.
See him dying from something like that and her taking over. 100%.
She's worse, though. That's the problem.
Wow. She is. She is.
Are you kidding?
She has no excuse. You know, the dude is like 80 something years old and dead inside. Wait,
he's done nothing in his entire life.
That's true. That's true.
She talks like she's been on a mushroom trip for 17 years.
She does. She does.
But yeah, Sean, what you're saying, she's done absolutely nothing. Like she's teamed to take this fucking country over.
Well, she's done nothing, but she also she can't articulate a thought, without sounding like a fucking kindergartner. And her likability is zero. I mean, I think she had like 2% of Democrats even voting for her in the primaries for the last presidential race. So, I mean, and then her cackle is a joke in and of itself, you know?
Kamala Harris is the equivalent of a family member who shows up drunk to the family get-togethers. Like, oh, fuck, she's here again.
She's here.
Why are you here again?
She's like Cousin Eddie. Yeah.
Like Ed, we'll play plank. That's what kind of what she is. She's a plank.
It was funny watching Elizabeth Warren and them. They even talked about it in The View, because I read all the news, and they're all like, "Oh, they're picking on her because she's a black woman and all this stuff." Like anybody in their right mind, you only need 90 seconds of video of anything she's done or said, and it'd be enough to have her put in a straitjacket and hauled away in a detox.
It's a yellow school bus. It's a yellow school bus.
It's got USB ports. Imagine that. Isn't that amazing?
I do, Mark. Oh, 100%. She is going to take over presidency before Trump gets elected next.
The school buses are going to be great because we're all going to go learn Mandarin.
right off to the re-education camps.
They ride the flavored windows.
Unbelievable.
I don't think she'll. I don't know. I think Biden will complete his term, though. I don't know. I just get the hunch.
One way or the other.
Yeah.
I looked at Simpson predictions and everything through, and they've said the only way that a woman president is going to be elected right now is if a male president dies and the vice president takes over.
Yeah. Or the only way that they'll officially take office.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't she the first even woman vice president?
Yeah.
So like,
and that would be Simpson shit, man.
Well, they always predict everything. So, I mean, I'd bank on the Simpsons above a lot of other things.
Next interview to interview him.
What's that?
The next interview should be interviewing the Simpsons writers.
Yeah. Matt Groening or whatever his name is.
Groening.
I don't think he'll come on, but it's worth a shot.
We can damn sure try.
That's right.
I didn't think anybody would ever come on that I asked. Like I would ask like Tommy Chong, and he'd be like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Seriously?" I'm like, "I'm like, you're gonna be on this stupid cell phone podcast?" We have one of my favorite rock stars as a kid, like co-hosting. I have no idea how any of this works. I'm just like, I guess I don't. It's like, oh, whatever, you know. And then you guys are all killing it too. You're just like, I mean, who knows how the fuck anyone says yes to this? And people watch this somehow. Like people are like watching me. Confused about how I have people even on my show. You know, it's like, it's even weird to have people watch it, you know? It's like, I don't know. It's a weird vibe.
It's crazy. Dude, I think, Anthony, we've got Bob Marley 420-69-2 back.
Oh, shit. We got
that's the best name on here, I think. That's like the best. We should name the show that. We should just start a podcast called that.
the podcast should be Bob Marley. Bob Marley 420-69-3 should be our show.
I always thought the number 420 actually came from the
actually like
two's taken, dude.
Seats taken.
I was actually thinking that maybe the number 420 came from the amount of children that Bob Marley had.
Well, who knows where he put the
That was well worth the wait,
man. That was
Bob Marley epic. Sucks, man. I hate to say it, but like Bob Marley, everybody loves Bob Marley, but he kind of sucks, you know.
Yeah, fuck.
You don't like Bob Marley?
He's like an underproduced, like Jamaican boy band. You know what I mean? It's like super underproduced. It's like, dude, like my cell phone could have done a better job, you know. And like, I feel like anyway,
he's pretty good, he's boring, man.
He's just like, oh, yeah, bro,
like. That I'll argue with you.
Shut the fuck up. Bob Marley's good. Oh my god.
There seems to be some dissension here, fellas.
Those songs.
I'm deleting music off my phone right now. Shut up. I'm taking you off my Apple Music right now. I'm just joking. I'm taking all the small these soul songs off my phone right now.
Who's going to give Bob Marley a thumbs up? Who's going to give Bob Marley a thumbs up?
Is a thumbs up on Bob Marley.
Okay, some of those words you can't fucking ever
I like
write,
the Jamaican.
No one would ever
write. I like the record labels that ripped off Bob Marley. I side with them, you know. I side with them.
You know, you realize how good Bob Marley is when you go listening to other reggae artists.
Yeah.
Oh, reggae sucks. Oh, shit. No, that's the point. Reggae all sucks.
Compared
to other reggae, Bob Marley's good. They're fair.
Right. His songwriting within the genre, the boundaries of the genre, it was fantastic.
That was funny, dude. You know, you're right. You just could listen to other Jamaican artists, but it's like going to a comedy club and watching like 10 open mics, like doing Dave Attell voices.
Whoa.
You know, trying to be as funny as Dave Attell, you know.
Right.
I once had a local comic at a show in somewhere in Iowa. He did the set right before me, and for the last 7 minutes of his set was just him impersonating Mitch Hedberg, and I was just at a loss for words. What the fuck?
Yeah, you can't do that.
No.
Oh, man.
We had a comic that used to feature doing 20 minutes of Red Fox impressions.
Oh, God.
But Red Fox impressions, actually with Red Fox material, you're like, I'm gonna come do Dangerfield.
Dude, open mics are a great way to play. You like tell jokes to four other comedians. You know what I mean? It's like the like you go to a gas station, literally just make conversation and make more fans. Like if you just sat there for like 20 minutes, you can make more fans. I never understood open mic. Like open mics are like fun. I don't know. The St. Louis open mics suck. I don't want to like shit talk you guys. You guys may have cool open mics. I don't know. But the St. Louis ones are just like dorks, and like they're not funny, and they don't say faggot, and they don't, they're really uptight about words, and they're like they don't like people wearing shorts, and it's just fucking gay. It's just gay. You know what I mean? It's just fucking gay. And that's why I like doing shows more. And like doing.
Did you say they don't like people wearing shorts? Like,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's like a rule.
They wouldn't let me do a. They wouldn't let me do a set because I'm wearing shorts, and I was just like buying drinks and shit, and I was just like fucking losers. Like, you know, I just invested in your stupid night, and you fucking kick. You know, it just makes no fucking. It's just like kind of stupid, man. And like, so I just do bar and grills. You know, it's like I'm a top shelf. You know, top shelf bar and grills.
I have a rule about shorts on stage, and it's that no shorts on stage only applies when the pay is higher than the temperature. So if it's 90 fucking degrees out, I better be making at least $100 to be on there. Otherwise, I'm going to wear shorts.
Well, I think the problem with Anthony was they weren't just shorts. They were Dolphin cheerleader shorts.
He was
so fucking, you know.
Yeah, Sean, what would you say if somebody
would you? I failed to mention that part of it. Yeah, so. Well, it's just I did this open mic to practice for. Oh, sorry, good.
No, you're good, man.
What would you do if somebody told you could not perform on stage in shorts?
No, I went to this open mic in St. Louis just to follow my buddy Sam, and we're just seeing loose. Oh yeah.
Would you?
It's like five attention-seeking people talking at once. Sorry.
I rarely play in shorts, but if it's the summertime in the South. And it's fucking humid and shit, and the club is humid and hot. I'm gonna wear shorts.
Wait, you wear shorts in summer? How fucking revolutionary! You should tell everyone to do that. You should tell everyone like once it gets hot, you should wear shorts instead of pants. You need to let them know. You need to let them know.
I've been trying to spread the word.
Okay, let me tell you.
Shorts are for when it's hot, dude.
But no, it's like, back to making fun of open mic losers. So like we went to this like open mic in St. Louis on my buddy and I, and I just made fun of a bunch of shit, and this guy was like, "You're never gonna get any shows like saying words and stuff." And you know, I was like, "I already have a shit ton. Like, what are you talking about?" It's like I have a shit ton of shit. It just made no sense. And these open micers like, "You'll never do anything." I'm like, "I'm literally in the middle of it, stupid." You know what I mean? It just makes no sense, man. It's like they got like no dreams or anything, and so they want to pull everybody else down. I'm like, it's just fucking insanely depressing. And I'm just like, shut up.
Anthony, like, I love it when you're at an open mic. I love it when you're at an open mic and open mic comics are giving out comedy advice. You know, it's like getting athletic advice from a Special Olympics of member. You know what I mean?
That's true.
You know, it's amazing when, you know, I was at an open mic one time and somebody says to me, "Oh, when I'm touring," I'm like, "What do you mean touring from fucking exit 4 to 7 on the fucking highway? Your tour?" You know, what are you talking about? I will say this about open mics. First of all, as a comic, I love it. And I'm blessed here in Greenville. If you're ever in Greenville, South Carolina, at the Greenville Comedy Zone, every Thursday night, there's an open mic and there's 20 to 50 people that paid $10 to see the show.
Oh, nice.
Got to go up there. I will say this, in the last open mic I was at, a girl who was going up for the first time was heckling all the comics and borrowed them. When I went up, I just shut the fuck, you know, who the fuck, you know, I gave it out. It was a real tense moment. But, you know, open mics, it's like going to a strip club during the day.
See, I had a bar that was trying to get me to run a show, and the owner wanted me to charge people $20 a ticket for an open mic that would be followed by a showcase. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. Get the fuck out of here. There's no way in hell that people are going to pay $20 to see an open mic and then a show. Like, absolutely not. That was, no.
I wouldn't want to be on the show after that.
No, yeah, it'd be horrible.
It's like being ninth in a gangbang. You know, if the comedy, like people are hanging out.
I can't believe you guys are on this show. You know what I mean? I feel like you all went backwards in your career.
Self-deprecating humor is awesome.
Oh, man. At least, Anthony, you look like you did your grooming today. You look really good.
Yeah, you look like a firework.
I just got a haircut. I look like a firework.
You look like a fucking hillbilly firework.
Hey, he rolled out of a single wide. He's got to go shower.
You guys hurt my feelings.
That is impossible, brother. Come on, that isn't possible. You scratch your ass with cactuses, motherfucker. You know what I mean? There's no way you're going to be upset by some words.
Yeah, that's about true.
You know what I mean? Anthony Rogers playing the victim.
He's eating more food.
Dude, you don't have a Greenville accent. Are you originally from South Carolina?
Oh no, I've lived here for about a year and a half. We moved from South Florida, where I lived since I was 5 years old, from New York City originally.
Oh, okay.
New York City.
Yeah.
I lived upstate New York in Albany.
Yeah. I don't know why anybody lives there. I did a club in Utica, New York in December. And I couldn't help but ask the crowd, like, why do you guys live here? Like, out of all the places on earth you can find a home. Like, even the people in Palestine, fucking Ohio, are going, what are you, nuts? I mean, fuck.
How long did you live in New York City?
We moved out of there when I was like 4 years, 5 years old. And then we moved to like Queens, New York was where I was born.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so.
D-Thug.
But I still, you can't tell by his voice.
Like, I mean, he sounds like every Italian in New York, he sounds like he kills people.
That's why when he said he's from he's in Greenville, South Carolina, I was like, that doesn't add up.
Yeah, it's part of the opening act. The witness protection program. Out. Exactly. When I opened up, I moved to Greenville, South Carolina, where I never felt like a slightly taller, slightly fatter Joe Pesci ever in my life. You're blending in. Yeah, but it's beautiful. It's a beautiful place. And if you're ever in town, do come by and do the. And you, I think you can say fag, Anthony, at the open mic and Comedy Zone. I'll let the other comics know, not to give you any advice.
What a sell point. You're like, I think they can say fag at the open mic. If you'd like to drive across the United States to be here,
I think it's in the open mic rule book.
I'm in. I'll be there. What day? Tomorrow? 2 days? You'll be there?
It's on Thursdays. I'll be going this week. I'll be there.
A man's going to drive 17 hours just to say fag.
I was going to say, you better leave in the morning, dude.
One time. And then advertise, I'm going to say the N-word the whole time, and then say it at the end. Just be like at the end of this hour, I'll say the N-word.
Oh, man, that's good. Well, that might be.
I go better in North Carolina than Missouri, probably, right? Like, do you guys like fight for the fucking slaves or something? I don't know. Do you guys love slavery or something? I don't know. I dabbled in history.
Are you talking about South Carolinians? Pretty sure it was 300, 400 years ago? I mean, it is the home of the Confederacy.
Yeah, your people, man.
And there's
people
certain,
were just like, man, black people belong in chains.
No,
that's what they're
no.
saying. They love that shit, man. They love that shit. Not me. I think it's fucked up. I think it's fucked up.
Your people.
You know?
You know why black girls have
you guys really fucked up.
If you drive up and down I-85, which is, you can go up to here in Atlanta, maybe there, you'll drive on the highway and you'll see a massive rebel flag, Confederate flag, flying in the wind. Which you travel through this part of the country at times. So it's
this my video. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
You did.
The guy with the most professional setup is gone.
Dude, he's got the most gang. Well,
he's hilarious. I just met that dude.
I give that to Sean, the most professional setup of Sean's, because you can zoom in on some really cool things. And yours is actually pretty dope, too. Was that like actually, is that a background?
This is a green screen.
Oh, you got the green screen up. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were really in front of some really cool lit brick.
Yeah.
Bro,
and a curtain.
Gangster shit. I'm like, I thought you were in Mario 3. Yeah.
Dude, I thought you had a Dominic face Like, I thought he'd have a fucking dominatrix basement for sure.
Yeah. What's that, sweetie? I'll be there in a minute.
And Friday, it'd be like, how you doing, girl?
Yeah, I actually went out and went crazy on
John's first date movie.
You know, here's the thing. Whatever its history has been, one of the things I've noticed, people are very kind, you know.
Although that's the South, dude. That's
yeah, I was at the. I was at a post office the other day, and I swear to God, Forrest Gump's retarded brother came in. Oh, it was just, all right, what's the line? The line's crazy. Oh, my God, the line. What the hell is the line at the Piper's Tower? Like, what the fuck?
That's how I imagine everybody sounds as Andrew State. That's how I just picture everybody sounding.
I was waiting for banjo music to start playing. Yeah.
But you know what though? I mean, I'm originally from California, and we've got people like that there too. It's they may not have the southern accent, but the intelligence level can be ground level. You know?
They have a similar cadence.
But the thing is, when you get into the South, the southern U.S. is so people have a kindness and a hospitableness to them that is just a lot more pleasant to be around and live around.
Yeah. It's been night and day from South Florida to here.
Yeah.
You know, because it's
night and day from going from Missouri to the Virgin Islands. Everything there is respect. Nobody here in Missouri shows you any bit of respect.
Really?
None. You're looked at like, hey, aww, fuck you. You open the door. Well, you don't think so, Anthony?
No, I was just feeling bad for you. You got no respect in Missouri.
That's a byproduct of methamphetamines.
Yeah, so you meth much? And goddamn mosquitoes around Missouri are horrible.
That they are.
They're going really bad.
They're probably worse on an island, man. Those crackheads live on the beach. Yeah, I mean, you got crackheads living on a beach on the islands, man. They're like, yeah, you know, I just live here on a beach. That's what I do. St. Louis had bombs. Well, I know it was.
Yeah, the cool thing on the island is like they said you've never been in a lobster pot, me boy. So they killed heroin dealers and they hated meth dealers. But there's a lot of cocaine on the island. Damn. So there's a lot of crack. So you can't change that at all. But they meth and heroin dealers killed.
Hmm.
That you end up, they said, you end up in a lobster pot, me boy. So that means you're live lobster bait and they just throw you over a fucking boat.
They sound like Mr. Krabs from SpongeBob, huh?
Pretty much, man.
And by the way, you're not going to get this. And by the way, you're not going to get this travel tip on TripAdvisor.
No, exactly. Don't go bringing drugs that they don't want there because you will end up dead.
Just crack and cocaine.
Exactly. That's where you're at, crack and cocaine. Because a lot of people did not.
I feel like heroin addicts can't afford to go on vacation.
Right? Hey, you know what? Damn it. 20 or 30 bucks for an 8-ball, you can't go wrong.
Really? Wow.
Oh, of non touch.
I mean, I don't dabble anymore, but that's crazy.
No, but yes, yeah, straight Peruvian flake literally falls apart in your hand.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't need any more. I never do that.
What's this number? I'll never even.
8675309. Write that down.
I think I can remember that one, dude.
Tell him you know Jenny.
They should write a song about that.
I don't know.
It might blow up. It would definitely blow up.
Oh, man. So what do you have a show coming up? Oh, he's coming back. I see something. Oh, he had to go take a shit probably.
There's movement. Hey, if anybody's gonna be in Charleston, South Carolina this Saturday night, I'm gonna be at the Old Trolley Theater.
The Old Trolley Theater.
Trolley, like trolley car.
Trolley. Were you playing with your trolley there?
I'm playing my trolley right now.
That's right. You probably got just the underwear. You're just looking good from the neck up.
I'm just got the dominatrix under there. Yes, spank them. Spank them.
You should depict it, just have a little whips or something hanging in the background. But you can't be as cool as Sean to have golden albums in your background. So that's, you can't green screen that shit.
This is actually a green screen.
That's a green screen?
No.
Oh, I'm like, kidding. What the fuck? I'm like, you can't green screen that. There's no way.
No, I'm too technologically retarded to even do the green screen thing. I don't even know how that works. That's magic to me in my primitive mind.
Oh, yeah. Anthony right there is the one that I don't even know what the hell I'm doing. I'm just pointing at a camera. I don't know what the hell to do on this stuff.
I actually got on late to the show because I was trying to get my back the image of the Don't Tread on Me flag. And I was gonna, I couldn't upload it to the computer because I forgot my password on my old Google.
Sounds like you're assimilating to South Carolina well.
Yeah. Next thing you know, it'd be fucking, you know, roping cattle.
Cattle.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That's freaking great. Hey, Mr. Anthony, what are you doing over there? No, but he's doing something.
Nothing. He's not talking.
Someone's telling him to fuck off because he's in Missouri.
What was that?
He's got to be eating.
He's got to be eating.
Are you guys cussing on this show? Are you guys cussing on this show, you fucking asshole?
We're talking about... We're talking
just
about
doing whatever you want, huh? Just like... Well, that's what I was talking about. I'm answering you guys.
How are you not yanked off of YouTube, man?
Yeah, and by the way, when it comes
to
the show...
I'm back on YouTube again.
That's good. But
I'd have to walk over there and take a hit of that joint, though.
Pass it.
Yeah, Zach, we had to pass it.
They kept trying to ban me, but Twitch is doing pretty good. Like, I think,
We got to do the virtual pass. I don't know. I think Sean's a goody-goody, though. I don't know if he smokes the marijuana.
This is CGI. This is fucking CGI, man. I would never actually smoke a joint on a cell phone podcast. I would never fucking do that. This is different. And if it was real, it'd probably be CBD or something that's federally legal too, you know? It would just be like one of those things.
Yeah. Or, I mean, don't you just roll your own cigarettes, dude? That's people do cigarette. That, right?
Yeah, it's after rolling your own cigs.
It's not even a cigarette.
Yeah, I've never smoked.
It's a bubblegum cigarette.
So
there you go.
It's a bubblegum cigarette.
That's true. One of those candy cigarettes. There you go.
Yo, remember those as a kid, though?
They still got them. I was in New Mexico 2 weeks ago, and they had candy cigarettes at some candy store. I was shocked.
Dude, that was like the coolest thing in the world.
New Mexico's almost as bad as the original Mexico. Yeah.
New Mexico is poor Arizona, dude. Okay?
All right.
Where were you in New Mexico? Were you in Albuquerque?
Roswell.
Oh, shit.
Alien town.
That's right.
I thought he had pointy ears.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Where the hell that came from? Look at him. That's why he went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had to go communicate with ET.
New Mexico is the worst Mexico, probably, though.
It's horrible, man. It's a horrible place.
It really is. I just found out I'm playing there.
Out of the two Mexicans, it's probably the worst.
It's bad, dude. Last time I was there was a exceptionally interesting experience, and then I just found out today that I'm going back to that same fucking venue in June. So I'm really, really looking forward to that.
Albuquerque?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't go through Albuquerque. Yeah, no.
At least they pay. Who gives a fuck? But that's going to suck if you didn't like the first experience.
Well, when you're leaving your RV to go play the show and you step out of your RV and there's like a fucking herd of crackheads all around your vehicle, and you just have to lock it up and say your prayers and fucking go in there and play your show. It's a little nerve wracking.
They didn't bring the fucking RV.
What?
And hope they didn't break into your fucking RV when you played.
Right. Well, luckily there was an old lady living out of her car right in front of our RV that was like, "I'll watch it for you guys." And I was like, "Oh, thank God."
Boy, nothing feels more secure than that.
Yeah. I gave her my pistol.
Turn off the ring.
Down.
Oh, that's responsible.
turn off the ring alarm. She's watching it.
Well, that's the thing with Roswell is there were a lot more meth heads than aliens. I didn't find any.
Yes.
And one of my friends is like, "What's it like?" I'm like, "It's pretty methy." And he goes, "Why?" I said, "Well, because I pulled into town and there's a shirtless guy having an argument with himself outside a city hall. So that was my first red flag."
Dude, the story I always tell about the last time I was in Albuquerque, we were literally unloading our gear from our RV in the middle of the day. And this guy drives up the street in front of the club, parks his car half in one lane and half in the other, gets out, blasts his rap music with like blown speakers and just starts dancing and rapping in the middle of the street for like minutes. And we just stopped loading our gear. We just watched him for a while. And I was just like, this is, you know, interesting. So, you know, we'll be back there again, and I'm really looking forward to it.
It'll be lots of fun.
Yeah. You guys should have broke out a camera and acted like it was crackhead American Idol.
I think we were just too in awe to even think straight enough to record it. I mean, recording it would have been the best thing possible, but we were just taking it all in and living in the moment, you know?
How long ago was that?
Last year.
Oh shit! So you just were there. Oh fuck.
Yeah, 2022.
So you're not talking like 1992 when you first started with your old ass.
No, it used to be back in the early 2000s. Shit, it was better than it is now. It's gone downhill.
Yeah, really, it's a shithole.
Performance wise,
what's that?
On performance wise, it's gone down shit.
No, just like the level of cracky, methy, trashy, dangerous zone kind of aspects.
Oh yeah, well, what would you think was your favorite fucking year of you touring?
Oh well, the first few were definitely the best. You know, that's when we were having like MTV level success, and all the shows were nuts. You know, and then after that, we ended up on indie labels and kicking around doing our own thing, and nothing will ever be what those first few years were as far as, you know, the level of festivals and sold out tours and shit like that.
So when was the first year you were touring?
2003.
You're in a band. You fuck.
Dude, you that's awesome, man. That's awesome, man.
So 2003 was the first.
Being in a band is really cool, dude. It's so cool.
How were you when you toured?
What was that?
How old were you when you went out on tour?
I just turned 21.
Oh, there you go. It's the perfect age to do it.
Right?
Full of wisdom.
Yeah, I was so wise. They handed me a shit ton of money and threw me in a tour bus and said, here you go, and I reacted accordingly.
How many years did you go with that record label?
Let's see. We signed with Lava Atlantic in 2002 and then ended that relationship in 2005, like the end of 2005. So 3 years.
You wrote it out hardcore.
It was a good 3 years, but then the head of that label, Jason Flom, who signed us, he got pushed out of his own label. And so, you know, when you're, there's a lot of egos in the music industry. So when you're signed by the old head of the label and then he's gone, you know, you're no longer a priority to the new guy that takes over. He doesn't want to be pushing the products of the last guy. He wants to sign his own guys and make his own way and create his own thing. So we lost a lot of priority at that label at that time. And we ended up getting into some conflicts with them and then telling them to go fuck themselves. And then then we were no longer on the label after a while.
I don't think you probably would be.
Yeah. But we didn't want to be at that point because we weren't being treated the way we thought we should be.
graduating high school in 05.
Nice.
Aww. Hey, I apologize for not knowing, but what's the band, man?
Smile, Empty Soul, it's called.
Van Halen.
Van Halen.
Yeah. A little band called Aerosmith. Yeah.
That's right.
You hear us?
No, man. Bottom of a Bottle was my jam in high school. That was my
bottom
fucking
bottle.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Literally, like, shit my pants.
Yeah, that song rules.
I got to interview Sean. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. No way. I jammed onto this music, rolling into high school with my 93 Honda Civic, bumping the shit. Hatchback, because it made a lot more noise. And, man. And then I get to, the first time to meet Sean, I get to interview him on the Anthony Rogers Show, the greatest show in the universe. And to meet this dude, it's amazing, pretty much, in my opinion.
Dude, how cool were early 90s Honda hatchbacks back in the day?
Bro, are you kidding me? The hatchback can get you some. Let's play.
where I was living in California, people just tricked those things out like crazy.
Man, mine was lowered, and I had it painted, and I put the flares on it, and oh yeah, it was a floor banger. It was not fast. There was nothing. There was no fast.
I got a Honda shirt on right now. Actually, I just realized that.
Oh, yeah.
Represent.
Oh, that, yeah, get it. Yeah. Mine sounds like I was
sponsored by Honda. If you ever need to tell your parents you're gay, get a Honda. That way you don't have to, like, have the conversation.
I used to have an old CRX, actually. You familiar with those?
CRX, probably, what, 86?
I can tell. You were going to try to drive them.
No, do I? Do I really?
Who? What was everybody's first car? Most random. It was everybody's first car.
97 Cherry Red Ford Escort. It was a complete piece of shit, man. It was literally when I got rid of it, like, it did not drive anymore. I literally rolled it into the dealership because I was working at a car dealership. I was like 18 when it broke down, and I rolled it into the service department, and I'm like, I need a new one, get rid of it. So I had to figure, but I bought one there. It was like a Chevy Cruze or some shit. It was some piece of shit.
Cruze.
Now I got a nice Hyundai, though, so it's all good.
Sean, what was your first one, bro?
When I got my license, my dad gave me a 1987 Chevy S10 pickup truck.
There you go.
Single seater.
That had a weird, like, not smooth kind of ride. It was like hitchy and bumpy and glitchy. And the window, the driver's side window, wasn't connected to the door. So I had all these pens jammed in between the window and the door to hold the window up. So I just couldn't keep anything of value in the vehicle.
You need to tell them, do not roll the window down, damn it.
That's right. Yeah. Well, it wasn't even connected, so you could try to roll it down. If you wanted it to go down, you just put your hand on it real hard and push down, and it would, all the pens would pop out and it would fall into the door.
And you can write a letter.
Like a Flintstone.
That's right.
What'd you have, Anthony? Anthony, what was your first car?
I just walked everywhere, man. I never even had a car.
Had a car?
I drive other people's cars, and like, I have a car. I mean, I had, like, my parents gave me like a Pathfinder, but I just thought driving was stupid, so I just, like, rode with other people and, like, walked places and shit. And then, like, Uber came around, and, like, all those mopeds and shit, or all those, like, scooters and shit, and I rode those, and then now I have a bus, you know, I don't know.
Driving is stupid until you find yourself on a fucking scooter on a hot day in Missouri, dude.
Oh.
Then you want to drive.
But he's rocking a gangster, like, 2023 Cadillac Escalade right now.
That's the only way to go, man.
Nice.
Who is Anthony?
I was giving you. He's rocking big boy.
The school bus. Yeah, that's pretty pimp, though, actually.
He's got them 38s on that school bus.
You have an actual school bus?
He lives in a school bus.
Where do you think he's broadcasting from?
My shit's...
Are you hearing us over there, dude?
Oh, I can hear him.
I can hear. I don't know what's.
I don't know if Anthony's hearing us.
We can hear you, Anthony.
He's doing an impression of Biden.
Yeah, Anthony's got a Bill Dad's gangster ass school bus that he lives in and tours with.
That's fucking awesome, man.
That he built our junior house. It's pretty badass.
That's fucking awesome. I dig it. I'm trying to move out of the city. I want to live in like the country. I want to live in the animals and shit.
Where do you live, man?
I'm in Omaha.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
My tour manager lives in Omaha. I've spent a lot of time there. It's got some cool shit there.
What's his name?
Well, his name's Tom Alfonso, but he goes by Fonzo.
Okay. You ever work with, well, shit, it's not, it used to be called Wired with Nathan Harrington. You ever work there?
Is that a club?
Yeah. You ever play there? Wired Pub? Shamrocks?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Shamrocks. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's where we run our comedy show out of every month there.
Oh, is it?
It's under new ownership now. He sold it. It's called Beach House now. We run a show there every month. So.
Oh, cool. Yeah, there was like a few years there where I exclusively was playing there when we'd come to Omaha. But lately we've been playing at Barnato. I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you
familiar
with that
place? I got a buddy that runs a show out there. That's a really nice venue. It's really nice. Yeah, I've played that one before too. It's not really a comedy venue. It's because comedy's weird, man. Like when you're telling jokes on stage, because it's definitely set up to be a rock venue because the ceiling's really high, you know, because obviously all the acoustics and the noise and everything. But you tell a joke on stage, like in a comedy club where the ceilings aren't too high and you can hear everyone laugh, but you tell one there and the laughter just goes up and it doesn't come back down. So like it sounds like you feel like you're eating a bag of dicks the whole time, and you get off and you see the video and you actually did really well. And it's just very.
You might as well be doing comedy in a bowling alley.
Right.
It's like you don't hear shit.
I've done it in a field before. It's the same thing.
And,
yeah.
And you look, all you could do is try to see the faces if they're mm-hmm. laughing or not. Cause it's like, it's fucking. I did the San Luis Obispo Comedy Festival, and there was a bar, a bunch of people waiting to get in the club, and it was like a curtain. A curtain was covering between a mass amount of people all hoping to get laid tonight. And I'm up there, and you just. Just the noise of the crowd was hitting me. Like I not only can hear it, but I could feel it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and I was like, am I on? Hello? Is this thing working?
Literally.
It's like, fuck it. And then all I could do is look and people are like, oh good. At least somebody looks like, well, a good
Sean, how many people have you performed in front of to where you can't hear what you're doing?
I've played so many shows where I can't hear what the fuck I'm doing, but the largest crowd we played for is probably 50,000.
Holy shit!
All right, that's Anthony's phone. I think
I was
feedback.
Yeah, sorry. Now when you're on, it didn't work. It didn't work before, like for some reason.
There we go. We got Anthony back.
Better, dude.
50,000.
Yeah.
Did you perform that?
Where was that at?
50,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we played a few like that. We just played a lot of huge festivals, you know, they're not there to see us. I mean, some of them are, but they're usually there to see like fucking, you know, Rob Zombie and Godsmack or, you know, Korn and fucking these types of bands, you know?
Yeah.
Who the fuck wants to see Korn?
That's my people. White buffalo, man. I have not seen Korn. I've always tried to get there and something always pops up that I can't make it.
Man, if I was a kid, I'd see Korn. I'm like 36 years old. I couldn't imagine being like, I'm going to see Korn as an adult, you know? That's like embarrassing, right? Am I wrong?
Might as well go say Limp Bizkit.
That's another one. Every time they come to town, I'm either out of town or it gets canceled. Or one year I bought tickets because it was two years ago. It was right when everything was opening back up. And I bought, they say Limp Bizkit, and I'm a huge Limp Bizkit fan. I always have been. They say Limp Bizkit's coming to town. So I bought tickets, didn't even look at anything. I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm going to see Limp Bizkit. And I'm so happy about it. I post a screenshot on Facebook, and my fiance texts me, and she says, did you see what day that was on? And I said, no. Why? And it was her fucking birthday. So I bought tickets to see Limp Bizkit for her birthday.
Well, that's got to be a good birthday, yeah.
The Limp Bizkit thing must be an Omaha thing because my tour manager Fonzo loves Limp Bizkit too. He's got a Limp Bizkit tattoo on his.
So do I. So do I. Yeah. My brother was learning to tattoo, and I told him he could practice on me. So he tattooed in quotes, breaks, or give me something to break, - Fred Durst. So like it's just low enough in the summer when I wear shorts, you can just see my right above my knee. It just says Fred Durst. It's the most embarrassing thing I have.
My tour manager's is literally a tramp stamp that says Live, Laugh, Limp Bizkit. And it's the Las Vegas sign.
That's worse.
There it is. Look at Anthony pulling the face down. Do you have a smile, empty soul tattoo, Dan?
What's that?
Do you have a smiling, empty soul tattoo?
I do.
You do, really? You got a smiling, empty soul tattoo.
Well, I mean, I have a couple, like, you know, things from various artwork over the years and shit like that, but nothing major.
Well, I mean, it is your band, and you've got a gold record behind you. I would probably tattoo it on my body as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, me and the other guys all got a couple of things from the band.
Oh, the matching tattoos and shit?
Yep, similar tattoos.
Now, are you guys still cool? You guys have everybody in the band still, like, legit and cool with each other?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't have any of my original guys anymore, but we're still good.
Oh, you don't have any of the original people?
It was only three of us, and, you know, my bass player had to drop off in 2014. His wife was pregnant and, you know, pushing the regular life on him. And then 2016, my drummer had to do the same. And and now we're just a two-piece because I have a special setup on my guitar where I'm playing the bass as well as the guitar. So I just have a drummer.
That's fucking dope.
That's wild.
Now are you still friends with your old band members?
Yeah.
So you guys are all still cool.
Yeah, for sure.
What's that band from England? It's a drummer and a bass, Royal Blood.
Yeah, Royal Blood. And then there's Local H. You know, there's a couple of bands that pull that off, and there's various ways to do it. I have a pickup in the neck of my guitar that isolates the lowest note of the chord that I'm striking and drops it down an octave and sends it on its own line to a splitter box in my pedal board where the guitar goes out one side and the bass line goes out the other. And then I run into a guitar cabinet and a bass cabinet and work it like that. And it works out great.
It's awesome.
Hey, what's the band you were saying?
Royal Blood.
Wait, yeah.
Who made the White Stripes do that too? Or something like it? I know it was two of them.
The White Stripes just have two, but I just think they played without a bass player.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much. He's such a good guitar player. He didn't need bass yet. He's like...
And I don't know if you guys have ever seen them live, but they lack, you know, low end when they play. I mean...
The White Stripes do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, the lack of bass. I actually played with them. We played a festival. We played Voodoo Fest back in the day.
White Stripes?
With, it was us, POD, Queens of the Stone Age, A Perfect Circle, and the White Stripes. And the White Stripes went on after A Perfect Circle, and it was just like the loss of fullness and frequency that you experience between A Perfect Circle and White Stripes was just crazy. People were just heading for the fucking door. I mean, it was like the huge crowd was just piling out as the White Stripes were playing.
Who do you think the coolest person you ever performed with?
What's that?
The coolest person and group you've ever performed with.
Like as far as what I like musically or cool?
Yeah, musically, like who is the biggest maybe? Like you like musically, who is the favorite you love to perform with?
Well, I mean...
I don't know how podcasts go these days.
No, you're
Anthony's got a new friend.
What's going on, man?
What you doing?
I'm Buddy.
Buddy, nice to meet you, Buddy.
That's not my name, but that's what everybody calls me.
where are you right now?
We're at the hotel.
You're both at the same place, huh?
At this hotel. This is a bathtub in the middle of it.
Nice.
I dig it. That's how you know it's classy, man.
Yeah, so
well, that's when you know that you got your 40-year-old ex fiance decides to sleep with a 22-year-old. So I'm in a hotel.
Oh, are you guys shit. At the same hotel? You guys are at the same hotel?
Yeah, not staying at the same hotel. We came over to kick it. But yeah, I come back and he's driving my cars. Mm. And Missouri's a mother state, so he's driving my 350Z and has my truck.
Do you?
22 years old.
Yeah, and you caught him?
She told me that she was with him.
Man.
Yeah, it's hi, Felicia.
That's the kind of thing that makes you want to brandish your concealed carry right there.
I told my dad before he died that I look good in orange. And I ain't going back to looking good in orange.
Yeah, that's not worth it.
No, not one.
No, but you hear about it and you can't help but sympathize with OJ sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but the glove don't fit, then you know what? I'll try to put it on my foot.
Yeah, just be sure before you kill anybody, you put your hands in cold water for 2 hours. and buy gloves that day. The same time.
Exactly. You just put it, man, they don't fit. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I think there's an easier solution besides taking another person's life. I think first of all, you got to find yourself some really, really good pussy, and you got to find one that has a really nice car that you can borrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to have a nice car to borrow. There you
go. So, you know, listen. Yeah, that's on a dating app. You know, listen, I like nice drives in your car.
That's on a dating app. I saw it on TikTok. I learned it from TikTok, you know. Oh, but for sure. So, yeah, that's where we're kicking it in the Taj Mahal now.
I dig it. What hotel is it?
The good old Budget Inn in Wentzville, Missouri.
There you go, man.
Yeah. Does it have a balcony? Man,
I stayed here for my prom.
And look at you now.
Memory.
Yeah, right. I'm back right here, you know? And the worst part is I look out the window at my fucking house.
Oh.
Two streets are like, look at the house that he's staying in, and he drives past the house in the 350Z.
Well, it's not good. It's not good that by the way. Go ahead, man. Sorry.
I'm sorry, dude. Is the car in your name?
Both names, and it's a mother state, Missouri.
Mm.
What does that mean?
Meaning that she has complete control of it, and the cops told me it's a civil suit. Get out of the house.
Oh, and so you can't report the car stolen and
nope, nothing. They told me to leave the house. It's a civil suit.
What if you cut your own brake lines? Is that illegal?
Oh, I wanted him off the road. I wanted to run him off the road and crash the motherfucker. Oh, straight up. He's driving on my insurance still. Like, I just canceled it.
So this all recently happened. We're not going over, like, a war story here. This is
past, like, couple months, this went down.
Okay.
Well, I definitely should talk about it while you're on video. And tell everyone.
Right? You know what? I'm not going to kill him.
I think that's a good idea that you don't.
Clearly, or else you wouldn't even be talking about it right now.
Yeah,
well, I'm sure.
He doesn't need to be hurt. You'll figure out that she's a moron and he's a moron.
I'm sure Anthony can edit this part out, but I know a guy where you can get poison darts from.
The best.
They won't kill him. They won't kill him, but it keeps him from getting a boner for 6 months.
Just make him stick sideways.
And makes him shit his pants within 10 seconds of eating anything.
Oh, that's fucking epic. That's hilarious.
Yeah, man, you don't want to kill him. You just want to inconvenience him. Like, he rolls his ankle every time he mows the lawn.
Right? You know,
hey, this hamburger's pretty good. Oh, fuck.
The worst part is a lot of people pick bad decisions, but we can't change him.
No.
I can't change her fate. I can't change her, and I can't change him.
That's true.
I mean, way to look at it. You cannot change anything. So, I mean, you literally leave it up to God, and you know what? If he's going to do it, fuck, he's going to break his ankle. But that's it. I'm not going to do it.
just sit hard and pray for a long time that he snaps that little fucking ankle.
100%, because I literally look at the photos. He's 22, she's 40, and he looks like a kid with no facial hair. It's pretty pathetic.
So what's he doing? Like, what's he doing going after 40-year-old women? That wasn't my...
I have no idea. That's what kills me, because if I was 20, I damn sure would not be interested in that woman. I mean, straight the fuck up, I'd be interested in another woman, I can tell you that. Not her. That's for damn sure.
Maybe this guy just recently... Maybe this guy just recently escaped the porn life of fucking stepmoms.
Oh, maybe he was 22 living with his mom and no car and working for $10 an hour as a part-time landscaper.
Oh, he's got a sugar mama now.
Dude.
Oh, yeah, God, man. Dude.
It's like, are you absolutely kidding? Oh, yeah, life he's got a sugar mama and she's a school teacher.
Life is a trip, man. Life is definitely...
Oh, you know what it is? I give props to literally you and Anthony of having your backbone and your support. There's no question. You have your backbone and support. They're not going to ever... They weren't giving up on you. I don't know about you guys, but I guarantee...
Dude, my girl's dope. She makes merch for me. She's out on her Cricut machine right now printing off little Caleb Salvatore comedy shot glasses.
Nice.
Dude, you have to have the backbone. That's fucking amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you don't, like, I have the backbone, but it's not there anymore. So your backbone goes a little bitty limp. Just a little bit.
That's just the cocaine.
That Virgin Islands blow.
But I did promise my dad I wouldn't do it after that, so I haven't. So that's a good one. But,
yeah. No one likes spongy dick.
No, not at all. You gotta.
I said, dude, that's how I'm
like Anthony's interpreter.
Somebody, yeah. Somebody asked me how I knew I was going to marry my wife. I say two words: cocaine boner.
See, I knew mine. I knew she was the one. We were, because you know, if you see my stand up, I got a pretty sick sense of humor. So we're driving. We're headed downtown, and I'm like, did you hear that story on the news last week about that girl that just got stabbed by a homeless man downtown? And she just starts laughing. I'm like, okay, yeah, you're probably the one. Plus, she's Native American, so I can get away with saying racist shit now. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
My wife is Asian, so I get away with a lot.
There you go.
I understand.
Oh, my God.
I had a lady.
Everybody on this page married except me.
I'm married at the end of this year. I'm not married yet.
So everybody's fucking my Lanta. You too.
Yep. Married.
How long?
I've been with my wife for 18 years.
Is it?
18 years.
18 years.
So she was with you at the beginning.
Yeah, a few years into my touring, I met her.
You got the hot woman. A few years into the touring.
Yeah, we met in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Oh, did you meet her at a concert?
I did. Yeah.
Oh. You got the. Oh, did you flash your titties?
No. No, that wouldn't have been that wouldn't have been what got me, you know.
Did she bring you back to the tour bus?
No, I just met her and hung out a little bit at the bar.
All right, Sean, listen, would you like representation on this questioning process?
Yes.
Did you use a condom?
I'm gonna plead the fifth from here on out.
I plead the fifth. But you did meet her on tour though, so that's badass.
I did, yeah, and I live in Arkansas now, and I'm grateful as fuck for that. I can't imagine being in California still.
Fuck that.
So you were living in California when you went to tour?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm from California. I lived there most of my life.
Oh, okay. So now
I ended up in Arkansas in 2013, 10 years ago, and that was the best thing I could have ever done.
Arkansas is like only move up from like California.
It's what?
It's only a move up from like California to like nowhere else. You know what I mean?
Dude, I don't think so, man. I'm pretty sure I've traveled this country as much as anyone, and fucking Arkansas is a not very nice state. I
Arkansas cool, you know what I mean?
Like what?
Like you're cool, but I don't know if Arkansas is. You know what I mean? Not to be rude, but you know, it doesn't like change it. You're awesome, and you're in Arkansas. But like, I don't know.
Listen, all I know is I feel like this, we're doing a documentary and Anthony's trying to find a fucking vending machine.
Oh, he totally is.
What no, floor, what floor is the M&M's on, please?
I just been unloading the fucking.
No,
what
man.
Did he say? You lost him.
So literally, I'm the only one that just fucked. Everybody else here is married and I'm just screwed.
It's called undesirable. Yeah. It's not a big...
That's the best part. My right hand doesn't talk back, I guess.
You're the fifth best looking person on the show, though. That's
not... We should ask the audience to rank. Yes. To rank them. I'm only saying that because I know I'll win. It's all good.
Hey, listen, I can win a George Clooney lookalike contest here in Greenville.
Oh, man. Wow. I got to zoom in.
And yeah, I could use the confidence booster.
When I lived in South Beach, everybody thought I was Ron Jeremy.
You do like Ron Jeremy. That's funny. We should like pretend you are with the episode just tell everybody Ron Jeremy's gonna be on.
Isn't he like dead or dying in prison right now?
Yeah, in court. They show him in court. He looks like he's reliving every AIDS fucking whore he ever banged. He's like,
yeah. Oh, he looks awful. Yeah.
Oh, I look awful. Look, shit.
Really bad.
Holy hell.
He's just like a fat guy. I mean, he like never looked good.
You know? No. I never understood how he did that. How he pulled that.
Yeah, man. Like,
he had a sense of humor. He was the only porn star that actually had a fucking sense of humor.
He had a great personality.
Oh my god, and he was so fucking ugly.
Minus
he had a
the
great
rape.
Personality.
Minus the rape. Yeah.
A great personality. Oh my god, he really just had a great personality.
Just like Weinstein, okay? Yeah. Minus the rape, he was a great guy, okay?
Yeah.
That's right. Just take that one little thing away.
I heard Mussolini would buy you a cannoli or something like
that. I can't oh, no. Cannoli. Well, that's, you know why blonde girls have bruises around their belly buttons, right?
No.
Blonde guys ain't that smart either.
That's funny.
I didn't know blonde girls had belly buttons.
No, it's shit. They were just cut off. You know, the old man goes into the doctor's office with his wife, and the doc says, man, I'm going to need a stool sample, a urine sample, and a semen sample. He says, fuck, doc, I'll leave you my underwear.
And everybody, welcome to tonight's open mic comedy show.
Look, open mic night. Like, that's Anthony's gonna come in with it. Look at, I love it. Look at, he's like peeking around the corner.
I look like I'm looking into a fucking peephole, a fucking glory hole, and fucking some bad version of Bucky's somewhere in fucking Arkansas.
I'm sorry. Dude, first of all, there's no bad version of Bucky. Second of all, there's
that's
no Bucky
me,
in Arkansas.
Okay. Yeah.
You getting yelled at?
Okay. Yeah, they're yelling. That's fine.
Yeah.
What'd you do wrong?
We messed up at the hotel, I guess.
Yeah, I thought that was your ex-wife.
Oh God. Hope to God not.
Coming over saying, "Where the fuck you following me?"
Yeah, oh god, not.
Apparently, people are sleeping here. Gross.
Yep.
Yeah, gross. I would suggest you
don't.
I was gonna say, are you guys so homophobic you can't stay in the same room together?
I live in.
Hey, shut that door before 5-0 comes in. My daughter just barged in on this.
Hi,
say hi.
I'll say, I thought I heard a kid, and I was worried because you guys were in a hotel, and I'm like, uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
How are you doing?
His name's Roach. That's Anthony. That's Caleb. And that is...
And this is Barry.
And that's oh.
Gary.
That's
Barry. Barry, okay.
Barry.
He has a date. Christmas.
Oh. Yeah, he's 2012, right? He's pretty old.
Yep. Yeah. He's 10.
Older than you.
What's 12 years? What's 12 years in the teddy bear?
Oh, God.
Mom had him for a long time.
All right, it's time for you to go to bed, kiddo.
Probably only 1 or 2 years in human age. Right? Wouldn't a teddy bear have like the opposite of an animal's age? Like a dog is 7 years for R1. I think a teddy bear, because they can actually last so long, I think they were the opposite. Like, for every 7 teddy bear years is 1 human year.
Could be, but that I don't know. My daughter's pretty rough on stuffed animals. That thing is seems well,
that teddy bear has a short life expectancy.
He's starting to get real, real just smashed up, and you know I wouldn't be surprised if his seams pop pretty soon.
Yeah, he's Joe Biden of teddy bears.
That's right.
We could do this all night.
You're going to have to be the one to replace that motherfucker. Yeah. You're going to have to sew the stitches up.
She's got another teddy bear that when you pull the cord, just says a bunch of stupid shit.
Oh, God.
That's right. That's her Biden bear.
Oh, God.
We need to market those. We need to sell Biden bears. I think that would be.
You pull that string and it makes a bunch of promises. You won't have to pay you won't have to pay any of your student loan debt anymore.
Oh, fuck.
Don't worry, the Chinese are not our problem.
Oh. Yeah,
the vaccine works.
Oh, there goes the YouTube ban. There we go.
That's right.
We're back. Yeah.
You can't,
I feel like it did something to my YouTube channel because I was putting up shorts and I was getting thousands of fucking hits. And
same.
And then all of a sudden it's like barely get 100 on there.
No, dude, I was the same way. I would post a short and it was like within 30 minutes I had over 1,000 views. And
yeah,
over the last like week and a half, it's like I'm lucky if I get 100, like you said.
Because we're Republican.
They have lists, man. They have lists. And if you're fucking on that list, you are not getting anywhere.
We are Republican hardcore.
Well, and
that guy right there voted for Biden.
Man, what's up
with that?
Who?
I don't know.
I didn't vote for Biden.
I don't participate.
I don't participate in the fucking pointless exercise of voting, but if I did, I certainly wouldn't have voted for Biden. That's for sure.
No, but you know, I was pointing to Anthony, but hell no, we can't even vote in the island.
So, like a
Virgin Island resident, I can't vote for the president.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what? Oh, no. What are you
you're only
do?
Paying 2% in taxes. That's why.
That's right. I'll take that trade any day, man.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think this Kanye West guy has some good points, though. I might vote for him.
He's the next one dead.
I think of UFOs.
Kanye's the next one dead. He's the next one going to be killed.
Kanye?
I don't think that would shock anyone.
It'll be an overdose of some sort.
Out by the Illuminati and everything.
I'm surprised that he hasn't already been taken out.
He's speaking too much.
Of course. Yeah,
by the way, speaking of that, I'll add to that list on that same bus ride, Anthony Fauci. Don't be surprised if he all of a sudden Jack Ma.
He's going to be dead too.
Yeah, he's a direct link to those who are holding the scepters.
He served his purpose.
Yeah, he's an outdated program. he's the key maker in the Matrix.
Yeah, he's a liability now.
100%.
Especially because they find out he's the one funding all that shit in the gain of function
research. You need to look at what the hell is it? Jesus Criminelli. Now I'm having an infarct. Stephen Shakespeare. So Will Shakespeare and Anne Hathaway. A full clones. 100% fully cloned.
Are you saying from 1700%, 1787, and to now? Anne Hathaway married William Shakespeare. Is married William Shakespeare.
Are you saying that she married a clone of William Shakespeare?
No, they're both cloned.
Oh.
Who is she?
100%. They're both cloned.
Well, there's DeLorean parked outside.
The cloning thing.
It's not the time, but there's literally everything is in a clone right now. How do you think people have in vitro fertilization? They're not taking your dumbass sperm out of the little area. They're using clone sperm.
Listen, I recognize my sperm when I tried my fertility because I've been fighting so long and I've been kicking the ball so often. I didn't have swimmers. I had fucking ground fighters. Those were my fucking guys. They were like, we're gonna get to the fucking uterus, you know.
Not like I'll share a link after this in the bio of the clones.
Send it over, man.
1,000,000%.
I'm down to hear it. I don't know.
The amount of shit that's really going on that we don't hear about or just. They're just, yeah, go, I don't know. I mean, it's got to be insane, you know?
The Illuminati controls all the cloning.
They're not going to tell us shit about what they're really up to behind the scenes. And they have technologies 50 to 100 years out from what they reveal to us.
Absolutely.
At all times, you know? So, battery. I mean, the cloning thing, they've been saying that's been going on for decades.
Yeah, right. Right? Anthony goes, what, you don't trust in the government?
Well, what about... What about what happens at national parks? Why do so many people go missing there? Have you ever looked into that?
Damn.
Yeah, that is an interesting
site. That's a graveyard. Literally, I'm going to put some links on this. That's a graveyard site. National parks are not allowed to be touched or looked at other than Parks Department. Parks Department are controlled by the Illuminati to control what resources that are left.
Well, I don't know what's taking people because there's a documentary about it. It's called Missing 411. You can get it on Hulu and all that stuff. And
it's literally my opinion. It's people out in the woods. You're just being shot and dragged out.
Yeah, I don't know, man. There was one. They found a kid. He went missing, and it was like three. Oh, that's my own voice. I was like, is someone talking over me? Okay. No, there was a kid that went missing. He was like 3 years old, and he had been missing for an hour, and it was in the middle of a snowstorm, and they found him 30 miles away, laying face down, still alive in a blizzard after an hour. Had no idea how he got there.
Where was that?
I think it was in... I want to say, and it was somewhere up north. I want to say Michigan or somewhere like that. I don't remember where exactly it was, but there's a whole bunch of them on that documentary, man. It's crazy.
It was the autistic kid that disappeared. And he went 30 miles away.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember. It was
like disappeared. Like it's the shit that can be shown is unreal.
Yeah. They have no idea. They've had like the Green Berets have like shown up and, like gone out in those woods to like look for people and stuff. I don't know why the Green Berets would get involved in a search and rescue. It's all goofy, man. The whole national. I won't go in a national park.
I'm one of those goofy ass 32nd degree Freemasons. I'm one of those people.
32nd degrees.
I'm not. My dad was 33rd.
Okay.
I'm 32nd degree.
Okay.
So my grandpa was one. Freemason and Knights Templar.
Okay, my grandpa was a Freemason, but he didn't pass it down.
Yeah, you know you can do it your own self anyway. But that's the craziest shit is what you hear that you don't see.
Mm.
There's so much shit written in the books, like the Curse of Oak Island, all of that stuff. It's pretty close.
Well, don't lose your membership. about it.
It's a lot better than having an account with USAA.
Nope. Exactly. You know what? I'm not giving secrets away.
It's like a Costco membership.
Yeah, but yeah. It's a secret society. Now it's just a society full of secrets.
Conspiracy Costco.
I know somebody pretty close that's a member of the Knights of Malta.
Knights of Malta, that's a Templar. Yeah.
Shut up, Roach.
God, I'm fucking horrible now.
Nowhere in the nowhere in the Mason's 32nd degree they teach about hair loss.
Yeah, right. I wish they get some plugs. That'd be cool.
I mean,
damn. I can get some hair. I can get some red hair from Anthony.
Yeah, just
I can steal a little bit of Sean's fucking hair in his beard too. I think I might be able to get a full head.
Yeah, like locks of love. There you go.
Yeah, just stand right in front of him and kneel down a little bit.
The fuck.
Have him walk behind you all day, and you'll be like Bob Marley.
I look really good. Look like Bob Ross. Do the Bob Ross paintings.
I'm gonna make a nice little tree right here. A nice little tree. Tree's got a little light on it.
Do you ever see the Steven Crowder sketch where he was Bob Ross painting Muhammad?
No, but that sounds funny.
That was hilarious.
Dude, I want to hit that.
Yeah.
I don't want to hit that.
Well, there goes the copyright strike.
Hi.
Is that mine?
Gotta love this feedback.
What's going on? Oh, is it the two phones being right next to each other?
Sounds like you're talking in an arena.
Yeah, I was.
You should just mute Anthony's phone and talk through his phone, Roach's phone, okay. Or vice versa.
Well, the spaceship sounds are gone now.
Yeah. Reunited and it feels so good. Reunited in the meth neighborhood.
Damn Missouri mosquitoes. Can't fuck with the mosquitoes. They're gonna mess with everybody again.
So Anthony, by the way, how long is this podcast? Are we gonna check the numbers on the tote board soon, or
3 days? Actually,
it's like a marathon.
Yeah, so whoever lasts the longest wins Mr. Beast's YouTube channel.
Well, Mr. Beast commented on this, Sean.
Whoever's on it the longest wins.
Wouldn't that be pretty?
I'd be happy if Mr. Beast just gave me like $10,000, like he did. I'd be cool with that. I don't need a comment or a check.
That's what he does. It's like all the people to hang out. He's like, man, next video I'll give my friend $10,000. Be around.
Well, he literally said he spends $2 to $3 million a month just on videos.
How much does he make in ad revenue, though? Because if he's making more than that, it doesn't.
He's making he makes a shit ton of money, but he spends it all back into his cast.
Well, he's got to be making something. Like, there's no way he's operating at like net zero. Like, he's got to be paying his bills.
No, he's gonna be. He's the first billionaire. Beast is art. He's the first YouTube billionaire. He spends $3 to $5 million a month. And he pays himself like $20,000 to $30,000.
Oh, okay.
He goes, sure, I lived in a shitty ass fucking place. And he goes, I didn't think why anybody that made money needed to live in something that was special. He goes, until they broke in and robbed all my shit.
Yeah.
He goes, so then I went to a gated community. And he makes absolutely fucking, like, money wise, he makes nothing. He gives every bit into his turnovers. That's why, like, he has had a Saudi prince offer him $1.7 billion. You can Google it. $1.7 billion to buy his YouTube page.
Why?
Because of all of his influence.
Oh, okay.
No fucking idea in mind. $1.7 billion of what he's got access to.
He's like a Jim Kardashian. I mean, he's like a famous person without any like talent or qualities of charity. You know, like, charity's nice, but I mean, outside of that, he doesn't do anything else. You know, he's just like
$3 million a month in charity.
Well, I mean, like, you know, and like, like, I mean, like, I just feel like challenging. And I'm not.
Oh, are you talking about myself?
No,
you're talking about me. Dang, I know we ain't talented. Damn it! Dang it!
Well, can you guys let us know what you're talking about?
Yeah, I'm only getting like every eighth word.
My car. Yeah, it's breaking up pretty good.
Yeah, Anthony, your voice is like Morse code.
Can you hear us, John?
I'm hearing you. I don't know what's going on with the combo of your guys' audio, but something is creating a shit storm.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, if it's the two phones, it's like being right next to each other or what?
Yeah, because there's an echo coming from one broadcast to the other phone.
Yeah, in the hallway and shit. And like I said, I can't make any hear. And then now the phones are fucking bullshit.
Now you're better. Anthony, now we can hear you.
You're back on Earth, Major Tom.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, no, Cindy was like yelling at me out there. I was just like, I didn't know the fuck. She like, there's beer cans everywhere, blah, blah. It's like, I don't even drink beer. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know. You know what I mean?
But like, you look like you do.
Yeah.
To be fair, if there were beer cans everywhere and I saw you, I would probably blame you.
Yeah,
too.
let's survey a world. Beer cans left all over a hotel hallway. Who's the one, Anthony or me?
Probably.
That guy. Being typecast.
Well, gentlemen, I hate to be the party pooper here, but I got quite a bit to do. I got to leave town tomorrow, so I should probably get off.
Oh, you're good, man. It was nice to meet you.
Go, Rockstar, make a lot of money. Yeah.
I'm going to do my best.
Well, amazing dog with you, brother. Have a blessed night.
You too, guys. Appreciate y'all. Nice to meet you too, guys, that never met before. And Anthony, see you next week, dude.
Yeah, all right, brother. Yeah, good luck on tour and stuff. I'll see you around.
All right, dude. Later.
Later. So there's two people left now, huh?
Uh-oh.
I cut it. It was like echo when I cut it, so it was echo.
No. I moved over.
Hold on.
I don't know what happened.
I got a
professional.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Hmm. Wow. So, I need to.
For you guys, you're on the left, Mr. Kayla.
What's going on?
Get into doing comedy.
What did he say?
When did you get into doing comedy?
Oh, fuck. Not that, like 2018, July 2018. Not that long. I'm going on 5 years, so.
You ever any big tours or anything, or any big shows, or?
Yeah, I'll be in Golden, Colorado at the end of the month. That's going to be like a 250-person theater there. That'll be fun.
Oh, heck yeah, that'll be really fun.
Yeah, I'll be out there, and then I got some smaller gigs around town and stuff. I'm trying to hit the road pretty hard this like spring and summer because I got to pay for a wedding, so that money's not going to come from me sitting around here, so I got to get that, got to get my ass moving. Hopefully I'll have some dates soon. I'm trying to set that up right now.
No, it's more expensive than your wedding, bro.
Divorce?
That's where you just high five each other and sign off a piece of paper and have a fucking bachelor party or have a party.
Yeah, that's...
High five each other and just do a party.
Yeah, I think that's the move, yeah. It's still expensive as fuck, man.
Just don't go that divorce.
What's that?
Just don't ever go for that divorce because it can cost you more than
anything. Oh, yeah, no, we're good, man. It's, We're both pretty chill. Like, we'll so. But we lived together for years and stuff, too. So, it's not anything. Not like I jumped into anything.
We all jumped into something.
Yeah, it's true. No, I spent a little bit much on the ring, though, because I was out on the only reason she got the one she got is because I was out on the road and I was going from a show in Des Moines to Sioux City, and I got hit by a 16-year-old drunk driver who happened to have really rich parents. So I got a nice chunk of change.
Yeah, so you got that.
I hit the white trash lottery. They can't hear me anymore?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I don't know. The audience can't hear me anymore. Bob Marley, 420-692.
I am Bob Marley.
Yeah. I thought that popped up an hour ago.
Oh. My video went out because I left the regular battery instead of the phantom battery. So that was, yeah, but that was like an hour ago. So I don't know.
Well, I guess we should get out of here before this last 9 days and Dougie kills himself, to be honest. But thanks for watching. You guys have things to plug, go ahead. Like, we say whatever you want before we go.
Yeah, you can go first, man.
I'll be at the Old Trolley Theater in Somerville, South Carolina this Saturday night. Next week, the Greystone Hotel in Miami Beach on Tuesday. Wednesday, it's an RV park, private gig, can't go there. Thursday, I'm going to be at Space Coast Comedy at the Blind Lion in Cocoa, Florida. Friday and Saturday at Madcaps Comedy Club in New Smyrna, Florida. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for all dates.
I'm working on a website. I'm just too much of a tech idiot to have it, but I'll have dates and stuff on there too. This Friday, I'm backline in Omaha. Like I said, I got the show in Golden, Colorado. You can follow my socials at Caleb Isn't Funny, Twitter and Instagram, Caleb Salvatore Comedy, if you like getting spied on by the Chinese on TikTok. My show, That's Based with Caleb Salvatore, it airs every Saturday, Rumble, Spotify, Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. And then I'm on, it's outlawstreamers.com is the name of the production network that I'm on. So it's That's Based with Caleb Salvatore. Go watch it.
Yeah. Cool. Bye. Have a good night, everybody. Thanks.
Thanks for having me, bro.
Brian.